And we really lucked out because Stephen A. Leahy, as it turns out, is also a master gardener and can answer any of your questions about perennials or annuals. Now that I finally told you what a perennial was, Stephen, which you didn't know 5 minutes ago, a perennial comes back every year, buddy.
Uh-huh.
An annual is just out there for
it's
the one
like
year.
It's kind of like me coming to the show.
You are a perennial?
I'm a perennial.
Yes. And you're, now I got to kind of guess which kind of plant you are. You kind of look like an allium because you got the bulb on the head, you know? It's just a big circle. And bees love you.
Bees do love you.
So Stephen A. Leahy, our perennial
all insects
allium.
Love me.
That's good. No, but we were just chatting about, you know, I put on the Cubs game out there. Your brother, who passed away a few years ago, yeah, sadly, used to mow your lawn and listen to the Cubs games, yeah, on the radio.
Back in the day when it was always a day game, oh, as yeah, you and I were talking about.
Yeah. No, I love getting out there and gardening.
You know, I've had season tickets now over about 30 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's good for you. Where are your seats at?
I'm in right field.
In the bleachers or no, down the line?
On the line.
First baseline.
And that's why I got them 30 years ago, because I was always a bleacher guy. I wanted to go to the bleachers.
Yeah.
And then one day I went to the game and I sat on the wall in right field. I'm like, this is just like the bleachers. I'm in the sun.
But you have a back.
And I have
chair.
A back. And I can come a little later.
You don't have to pick your
I don't
seats.
Have to go. So it's not an all day event. I could just show up and go to the. So I've been there ever since. It used to be section 141. Now it's section 133. I think they changed things. So just a short story. One, I used to be two rows away from the wall. Great seats. One day I went to the opening day and I went to go walk to my seats. Now my seats are 12 rows back. They put 10 rows in front of me.
No.
And when I called the Cubs, they're like, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
They said, well, your seats haven't changed. They're the same one. I'm like, no.
It
I used to be,
better
on,
being
I used
right
to be
there.
On the wall.
Yeah.
I used to have great seats. Now I just have seats. You know.
And you're 12 rows back.
About 12 rows
as back. As everyone cries for you that you're 12 rows back instead of on the wall.
I did sit up in the 200 level the other day and thought, my tickets are so much better than this.
Well, once you've been had those good ones, that's
it's
great.
True.
Do you need a little water, by the way? You've been probably stretched thin. Or if you don't mind getting a cup of water first, Stephen. Sorry to put you on the spot there. But it's your time, right? It is April the 11th. You guys have been going crazy the last couple months.
Yeah, people always say, you know, I gave you my stuff like 2 weeks ago and it's not finished. Like, you only have 2 months to do the tax returns, right? It comes into February, March, and then April. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all you got. And everybody has to get them all done. So if you have 400, we do 400 returns.
Wow.
You know, you got to kind of put them in line.
And a lot of people you're working with are small business owners.
Yes.
These are not just, oh, you have a W-2 yeah, and maybe a little other income. You're dealing with people that have S-corps that needs to be done by March 15th. And then you
exactly,
have to, then what did they make off of that? Okay. And maybe their partner or their spouse also has an LLC. And maybe they had a kid this year and last year and forgot to change all their W-4s.
Boy, does that sound...
Yes. Also, Stephen, you were looking right at me when you said, you know, you have to wait a little while sometimes. Because I was getting a little impatient. But your guy and your team finished it up this week. I will say a lot of people, we've been seeing the refund average go up a little bit. I was one of the people who, I'm not going to tell you the amounts, but I went from owing to getting a refund. And of course there's a lot of circumstances that change throughout the year that would maybe contribute to something like that. But I will say not having the salt taxes, or at least expanding how much I could claim on my state and local taxes, helped me go from standard deduction to itemized, and that's what turned it around for
me. You know what helped you, John? Estimated taxes, right?
You're
paying the estimated taxes. So many people forget this. And I harp about this a lot, because maybe 10 years ago, you could file your tax return and pay your taxes at the end of the year. And almost never did the IRS come at you and say, hey, you know, you have estimated taxes. Now, as you know, I have my book, 1099 Reporting.
I
talk a lot about this. And now, if you don't pay your estimated taxes, you file your tax return. Within 2 months or 3 months, you're going to get a letter from the IRS that says, oh, by the way, you still owe us this much money. And they calculate how much money that you're going to have to pay. Again, 10 years ago, they didn't have the resources. But now, it's all in the computer. And it's all done automatically.
And not only that, it's pay as you go. So if you're someone that makes a lot in the first and the second quarter, don't divide the quarterly taxes four ways, because the government's still going to come at you because you didn't pay them when you were making the money.
So, you know, I have the daily email. that I send out, and I send little bits of information. I had my son.
Sometimes you get two.
Sometimes that's true. So I had my son sent me something and said, "Oh, this one was good, Dad." And that's when I told people, "You don't have to wait to the quarter to pay. If I am a realtor and I work, I get a, you know, it's very up and down, right? So if I get a check, I could pay the IRS right away." And that generally makes sense, because if you put the money in a bank account, guess what? You're going to need that money.
Yeah.
And then you won't have it to pay the IRS. And so better to, and that's what, you know, W-2s, right? They take your money and they pay.
Right.
And you pay. So you never see it. So you can't spend it because you never see it.
Yeah. A lot of people that have W-2 jobs are just going, "What are you guys talking about?" No, we're talking about people that are 1099 employees, or they have S-Corps and they pay themselves the double. You know, there's a lot of complicated, and it's a lot of people in this country live by 1099s. And a lot of people get 1099s even if they have W-2 jobs, and, on investments,
that's true.
Dividends,
that's true.
All sorts of stuff.
And more coming, right? It's becoming more popular, not less.
You're going to run out of letters. Yeah. Yeah, it is becoming more popular as people, as the gig economy picks up, and as people are starting a lot more new businesses, which is great, but it comes with a lot of caveats.
Yeah.
So again, if you just to like put a finer point on it, you can go and pay the IRS as much as you want, as often as you want.
Absolutely.
There's not like the quarterly thing is a great like tool to kind of stay mostly on track. But you're right. If you are a realtor and you make two big sales and three big sales in January, you don't until April. Just pay it right away.
Exactly.
And you do it online. I mean, a lot of this is done.
I was just going to mention that. Well, you know, I talk about them with their IT getting better at tracking us, but they also are better at on their IRS.gov. Right,
mm-hmm.
So you can go there now. You can get a lot of transcripts there and keep up with your taxes. You know, I have a new book, as you and I were just talking about.
Called
FightBackNow.com, Freedom Through Preparation.
Freedom Through Preparation. Tell us about it.
Okay, so and that's kind of what we're talking about now. To prepare. Taxes are not something that happen to you, right? You should be in, it's like everything else in your life. You could be in control or it could control you. So
right.
Which one, you know, the chaos, replace the chaos with control.
So if you're someone that come March, you freak out, you get as many documents as you can together, you start wondering, are there deductions I should have been taking? Should I be structuring this differently? And then you just like plop it all on a CPA and go, well, I'll figure it out next year. That's not the way to live.
Exactly. And of course, that's what causes the anxiety, right? Because I don't know. Right. So again, if you're in business, part of the business is that tax problem. I always tell people, you know, the IRS is one of your partners. So keep them informed about what's going on in your business. And, you know, what I learned, because I've helped so many people with tax problems, what I learned is the tax problem is often just the symptom. It's not really the problem. The real problem usually comes out to be record keeping or cash flow, as we were just talking about,
mm-hmm.
right? So you have to solve those problems. So if you go to some outfit and they help you get into an installment agreement, for instance, with the IRS, you think, "Oh, I've solved this problem." You really haven't,
mm-hmm.
because next year is going to be the same thing if you don't change how you got there.
And that's what you guys can help with,
yes.
because you're a subscription based situation.
Exactly.
You help people out with the IRS, of course, too. But if you're a small business owner, you pay, if you sign on with you guys at Opum, you pay them by month, and you can come at any point with a tax question.
Exactly.
"Hey, this is going on with me. What do you think?" And your team helps figure out what is the best preparation.
Think about what taxes are. We just talked about bookkeeping. That's part of taxes, right? We talk about how you and I talked a lot about this on this show, about subchapter S companies. How is my entity? How do I build that company? You know, how is it structured? And that's a big tax problem too. That's a tax issue, right? So we help people with that. Once you do those three things, fix the tax problem you have, get your structure correct, get good bookkeeping. Now you can do the fourth thing. Tax planning.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really plan unless you get those three things in line.
Right.
And then the fifth thing that we always help people with, and that's compliance. You got to file on time. You got to pay on time. And that's just part of it. And you can't fix a tax problem unless you do that compliance part. Because if you're in an agreement with the IRS and then you don't stay, they kick you out of the agreement.
Right.
And you're right back where you were.
So basically you're suggesting, I think you're absolutely right here, is that if you're a small business owner, even if you're not, but you are panicking every year around tax time, it's usually because you aren't keeping good records throughout the year already. So let the motivation that is tax time be the motivation to improve your business on the whole, you'll probably end up with better bookkeeping, recognizing trends in your business that you didn't realize were there, recognizing inventory issues that you have, figuring out different aspects in which you're behind in general. So getting well-done tax preparation can actually make your business stronger and more profitable.
Absolutely. You can't be a very successful business unless you worry about the tax portion of your business, because that's like everybody's business.
Because it helps out with everything else
in the business. Everything else. And again, it's one thing if you're working, you know, you start a business and then you're struggling just to make it work. But once you get to a certain point, you can't grow beyond that without good tax preparation, bookkeeping, and all of those things that you just mentioned.
Chatting here with Stephen A. Leahy on Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Stephen plays a prominent role on a little rejoiner sound that David Hochberg uses, in which Hochberg insults me for stealing all of his guests, to which I say, who cares?
That's, I think it's just envy.
It is. Because then Hochberg is driving home. He's listening to how I'm chatting with you, and he's going, oh, that's a professional interview. I should try that sometimes. And then he shows up next week at 10 a.m. and right out of the gate, Tom Elwood, 100 miles to Chicago. And then he forgets it. But, you know, we love Hochberg. But, you know, he does what he does. Hey, I got a phone call for you, Stephen. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're on WGN. Hello, my friend.
Hello, buddy. I have a question. I got a notification from the IRS that I owe them $3,100.
Okay.
And you fill out a form that you agree you owe that or disagree. And they added on interest already on it. And I was wondering, I agreed like I owe that money. So can I send that money in, or what do I do? Wait for them to notify me. I send all that paperwork in saying that I do agree that I owe that.
Well, that sounds like maybe a CP-2000, which is what when they find a 1099 that you didn't report. Is that what happened?
Yeah, you know what? It fell out of my paperwork, yeah. And I took it to the tax guy, and I didn't realize it, and I got the letter.
I got 1099s after I already filed 1 year, Chuck, and I do the exact same thing. But you go ahead, Steven.
Yeah, so that's, again, you can go online and pay it. You got to pay it. And the faster you pay it, the less you're going to pay because of interest, right? Yeah. If they hit you with a penalty... I'm sorry.
How do I pay that? Just send the amount of money into the IRS? Because I filled out that paperwork agreeing I owed it, and I mailed that in, but I thought they would send me an updated a bill.
No, I think that you could have just paid, you know, sent them a check with that notice, if you have a copy of that notice, because I want it to be applied correctly. Because if you just send them the money, they won't apply it to what you owe.
They might think it's a quarterly estimated tax right now. Yeah. So
exactly. So you want it to be applied to that.
Can you go online and maybe they have?
Yes. Yes.
Are you good on the computer, Chuck?
I have a friend that could help me.
Okay. Yeah. So go to irs.gov. You can create and I was just talking about this, right? You have to create an account. That's kind of a headache because they have to get your identification correct.
Yeah.
And you have to go through this process to make sure it's you. And we want that, right?
Yeah,
we want them to make sure that it's us in our own tax information. So, but you could do that, or you could send them a check. But if you do that, make sure in the memo First, I would say if you have a copy of that letter, send a letter with them.
Yeah.
And then on the bottom in the memo, I would say this is for this
1099. From whatever year it was.
Mm-hmm.
I get Chuck's point, though. He gets a call. He gets a letter saying agree or disagree. And you say agree. You send it back. And then you're like, well, wait. Does that mean they're going to send me another one like, here's the stub? And they might. I don't know. But
no, they'll send you another notice that says, hey, you owe us money.
Yeah, you agreed to this, Bubba.
You owe us. Yeah. And if you don't respond, what will they do? You've already agreed by acquiescing, right? So the only way you're going to not owe that money is by objecting, right? So they've already said, hey, you owe us, and now prove to me why you don't owe us.
Right, but he obviously agreed to it,
yeah.
And that happens sometimes. 847 says, I stay out of the penalty position by paying 100% of prior year's tax liability, 25% each quarter. And for most people, that's all they need to do, right?
Unless your income is higher, and then it's 110%.
Right, if it's a little bit higher, if you're adjusted, but if you're on a similar income every year and it's pretty spread out through the quarters, you're going to be A-okay. Yep. And that's what a lot of people do, because a lot of times on your tax returns or your tax preparer will then make those stubs for you already.
You get them part of the tax return.
Yeah,
right?
They're
you
like,
get
hey.
What they call vouchers.
Vouchers, that's what it is.
Yeah. So you have a quarterly estimated tax voucher that comes with your taxes when you get them prepared, and that goes into their system. That's how they know what you're supposed to pay, and that's why they know if you didn't pay it, and that's how they get you with the penalty.
We're not done yet, Stephen. We got the news though coming up after this break. How can people reach you?
Okay, first get on my daily email. Go to fightbacknow.com and get on my daily email. But if you have a question, call me 312-664-6649. Love to talk to business owners.
Love that too. Let's take a break and we'll have the news and more Stephen A. Leahy. You can call us 312-981-7200 with your questions. I absolutely will join Miss Wendy Snyder. Stephen, you love Wendy too. I know
I
that.
Do.
She's one of the best, if not the best. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. John Hansen here. Let's get legal till 3 o'clock. Stephen A. Leahy's going to be here for a bit, so get your questions in. 312-981-7200. It is, after all, tax day soon. I mean, this is crunch time.
It is crunch time.
If someone is out there listening and they're like, oh, shoot, I haven't done anything yet, I don't think the answer is call a CPA on Monday.
It is not. Get an extension.
Yes.
You can go to IRS. John, unusual for me. I'm telling people to go to IRS.gov.
Yeah, I know.
But if you go to IRS.gov and you make less than $80,000 a year, you can file for free, and you can go to that free file and pay zero amount of money and get an extension.
Right? Just do it.
Through the IRS.gov.
Do that right away.
Get an extension.
If you end up getting it done, no harm, no foul, right?
Yep.
But if on Monday, or you can do it today probably on the IRS website.
Absolutely.
File the extension today. That gives you. How long does that take? Is it really easy to do?
It is really easy to do.
Okay. Now let's say just a quick reminder.
Let me just point this why that's important.
Yeah.
Because failure to file penalties are 5% per month. Failure to pay penalties are only 0.5% per month. So. Mm-hmm. So big difference.
So
right?
Make sure you file, or say I'm going to file.
I'm
going to
file
late.
Right. Get the extension
now. If you routinely owe $10,000 every year, and you're most likely going to do that again, you still have to pay, right?
Yes.
Now, if you overpay, people are going to be like, well, I'm worried. I don't want to give them $10,000. What if I only owed $8,000? Now I gave the IRS $2,000. You're going to get it back.
Like every other W-2 person, right? They always get a refund. People think, well, you know, the IRS sent me. No, that's your money. Right?
Yeah.
And so it doesn't make a lot of sense. Some people think that it's a forced savings plan,
mm-hmm.
right? And they say, oh, I get a big refund every year. And I get that, especially if you're not good at saving and this is the only way you're going to get a chunk of money,
mm-hmm.
then it makes sense. But otherwise, it really doesn't because you're not getting the interest that you could have get on that money.
Right, exactly. If you had that money.
And the use.
In theory, you could have been buying the S&P 500 and compounding interest at 9.5% annualized. At least that's the average rate of return. Yes. And those are the things that I do in my head all the time as I determine where different pools of money are going to come from or go. 815 had a great point. I'm sure you were going to get to this at some point, but let's get to it here. You might want to remind everyone that quarterly estimated taxes for first quarter of this year are due also on
that's
the 15th. Right.
That's right. And you know, if you look at the quarter when estimates are done, it's not every 3 months. There's one that's due 4 months later.
Oh, right.
One's done 2 months. You know, so
it is a little quirky.
It is a little quirky like that. It's not every 3 months. Yeah.
Yeah, what is it? It's April 15th, June 15th.
Yeah, and I off the top of my head, I forget which one. It's January. It's June 15th, then September 15th. There is one in there that is 3 months.
There's a little gap. Anyways, so yeah, just make sure you're talking.
Oh,
about
January,
that.
And then. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, so yes, either way, just be on that. And again, you don't have to wait for the quarterly. You could do it all the time. 708, my son is a grad student, constantly gets dinged by the IRS. He's on 1099s on stipends, doesn't have time to file quarterly. Any advice? Find the time.
It doesn't take
that much time.
If you're a 1099, that's what happens. You're getting money. You're not paying taxes. This is a pay-as-you-go program, and you got to pay taxes. If it's not a lot of money, maybe you're not paying a big penalty. Because really, the penalty for not paying the estimated taxes, it's not a penalty as much as it is interest. What the IRS would have gotten in interest from the time that it was due until the time that you paid it.
this person says doesn't have time to file quarterly. You're not filing a tax return quarterly. You're going online and going doop-a-doop-a-doop,
right,
three clicks of the button,
that's right,
and you pay. I mean, it takes a little time, but tell your son to find three extra minutes a quarter to do it, Stephen, because really, that's all it takes.
He's an educated person.
He's, yes, exactly. Now, look, I've been in that same position where people are like, well, why aren't you doing it? I don't have time to do it. And then I'm on my phone, you know, at night, fiddle around looking at Instagram.
And so you can.
So I do have, that, yeah, I do time. Have 3 minutes to, yeah, do it. But yeah, no, tell your son you don't have to file a whole tax return every quarter. I'm not missing anything, right?
No, it's just, that's absolutely true.
All right. So every time they get a little check, they can put it in there and do it every couple of weeks, yeah, or something like that. The 847, my son and I did taxes a year ago and a week ago. The IRS site is worse than last year. We think the IRS made things worse on purpose. Steven, any thoughts?
I don't know what she means by worse. You know, so they've put a lot of money into it, and it's a lot easier for, you know, as a tax professional, I go online a lot, and so it's been a little bit easier. I guess maybe one of the things is as they make it easier, more people use it,
maybe,
and that
slower,
might be a problem.
Yeah.
But I don't know, when you say it's worse, I don't know what that means.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Okay, so if you're worried about it, file an extension, pay what you think you might owe. If you always get a refund, then hurry up. Get that refund, baby.
I'm going to go back to this. If he doesn't pay his utility bills, right, you don't have time to pay him.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You got to pay him.
Right, exactly. No, and I get it. I'm not trying to be mean to
your
son.
No, I agree. I agree.
I know.
No, but it's like, why would you pay? Why would you pay a penalty if you don't have to?
Exactly.
And taxes are high enough.
Yeah, you're going to owe money in the next year, and then they're going to penalize you on top of it. So carve out that time. 312-981-7200. So you got a book coming out on the 15th.
I do.
It's all about planning.
And I'm relaunching my earlier book. Now, my earlier book was called 1099 Reporting. This is geared towards tax professionals. I've given away copies on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And that book is geared towards tax professionals. It talks about 1099s. There's 23 of them and how all that works, as we've talked about on the show, even how 1099s have an impact on so many people. But my new book is called fightbacknow.com, freedom through, it's not .com. It's just fightbacknow.
Yep.
That's my website, fightbacknow.com.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fightbacknow and freedom through preparation. So you have to prepare. Okay, this is how you're going to get free of the IRS. Otherwise, they're going to have you trapped forever. You'll never get out of the problem. And most people that I help with tax problems, I mean, they're 10 years into this already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been bothering them for 10 years.
Right.
And you think it's never going to stop. We can stop it, but it takes some effort.
Yeah.
So that's what that book is. Really, the book is geared towards. I had a book I wrote in 2010 called Deal with Your IRS Problem Today. And I was going to update that book. I thought, no, I know so much more than I did in 2010. So I want to write a new book. And that's what this book is.
All right. We've got a lot of callers getting that readings, putting them on hold. We're going to get to their questions. 708, this is more of a financial question. I feel like, should I open up an IRA instead of paying $6,000 to the IRS? Look, you talk to a lot of financial advisors, and I do. If you can contribute to a Roth IRA or an IRA, absolutely do that. Just know that it's not one for one. If you owe the IRS $6,000 and you're like, never mind, I'll put that in the Roth, which you can still do till April 15th, you can put in last year's IRA, the Roth or the traditional. There's some income things about the Roth, so you'll have to look at this. But it's not a one-for-one thing. You don't just put $6,000 in, and then you don't owe the IRS
anything. It's not credit.
It's not credit.
Yeah.
So what it will do is, if you take that $6,000 you owe the IRS, you're like, I'm going to put that in a Roth, which would be great. And that's still, I think it's $7,000 was the limit last year. Don't quote me. That lowers your taxable income by that much. So what? You can maybe count on 20% of that in savings.
If you're in a 20% in bracket, that's right.
So you're still going to owe money on top of that. So maybe talk to the CPA or talk to a financial advisor or do a lot of research on finding maybe that perfect middle ground. Maybe you put four in a Roth that saves you some money still to pay the IRS. You're still going to owe the IRS. It's just not a direct one for one. Because I thought the same thing one year.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I owe $5,000. I'm just going to open up a Roth, put it in there. I did that, which was great, and then I still owe the IRS money, less than the $5,000, but I was like, oh, that's right, I'm dumb.
There is a difference between deductions and credits.
Absolutely.
Right? And credits are dollar for dollar.
Right.
And so if you get for instance, if you buy an electric car, there's tax credits for that. And that's dollar for dollar.
And also to the 708, I'd recommend, although I think HSAs are only in the calendar year. I think they are. Now, looking forward, look at health savings accounts if you have a high deductible health plan. Those are the only things that are triple tax savings, meaning you're not taxed on the dollars when you make them. You can claim them on your deductions, or you can claim them through your company on every single paycheck. It's pre-tax money. You don't pay tax on it on the way out, and you don't pay tax on the gains, as long as you use it for qualified medical expenses, which there are a bazillion different options. So that's a great option, but I don't think you can retroactively put it in an HSA. That's got to be done during the calendar year. I shouldn't be even giving this advice. I'm not a financial planner, but this is what I've learned on my show. So.
This is, and that's that's amazing.
Yeah.
That, you know, and you, and it's all true.
Well, I sure hope so. let's take a little break. More with Stephen A. Leahy. The number one time quickly, Stephen.
Call me at 312-664-6649. Get on my daily email, fightbacknow.com.
We'll get to Donna. We'll get to Susie and your call next on WGN. All right, 149 on WGN. We got some questions for Stephen A. Leahy. You ready to go, my friend?
I hope I can answer.
I should turn on the mic. I pulled the Hochberg. Let's go to Donna. Hi, Donna. You're on WGN. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Hello, Donna.
Hi. I'm on the air?
You sure are, baby.
Okay. So I have an employee, and I'm trying to help her out. She hasn't filed taxes since her first job at 18 years old, and she's now 21, and she wants to know what path to take.
Okay.
What, you know, I don't know how to direct her.
That's a great question.
That is a good,
Stephen,
good question.
Go ahead.
So first, if she's a W-2 employee, probably is.
Yeah.
That means she probably doesn't even owe the IRS, right? And if she goes back and files the last 3 years, because you can only claim the money for 3 years. Now it's April 15th. It's going to be the deadline again.
Right.
Right. So you go back 3 years, and then you can get those refunds. So I would go back and file 3 years of tax returns and get my money back. If you go beyond those 3 years, you're not going to get the money, and there's no sense of filing the return because you owe that. I mean, they owe you.
Yeah.
So generally, that's not a problem.
Donna, tell her it's most likely to her benefit, especially at that young age. I don't know how much she's making, but in a really most likely, she's probably due a refund.
Absolutely.
She can't get it after a certain point, and it's not like the IRS is going to take her to jail because she hasn't filed for 3 years. My worry is that this perpetuates longer and longer. Then she's 30 before you know it and has never filed.
And then it becomes a problem.
So, Donna, you know, I don't know what you got to do to motivate her, but tell her there's money waiting for her. I'm almost certain.
I think that's motivation enough.
Yeah, right, Donna?
I think so.
So she just
Where would she go to file?
She can go online. She can go online to IRS.gov unless she's making over $80,000 a year. That's free. You can go to IRS.gov. It's called Free File, and you can fill it out. They have the software there. You can fill it out and get to, I don't think they have back years. That's going to be a little bit more difficult to get the back year taxes, but I would want to get them done. And if she's got money coming back, then, you know, use the money you're going to get back to have someone do it for you. It'd be pretty cheap.
Donna, are you her boss, you said?
Yes, I am.
Is she a W-2 employee, or is she getting like 1099s? Do you know?
No, she's a W-2
employee.
Oh,
okay, this is easy peasy.
Yeah.
And you can probably find all those records online now, too.
And as you said, you know, the motivation is there's money waiting for you.
And it's going to end soon, because if she's 21, hasn't paid since 18, she might want to, like, get on it Monday, because then she can get the past 3 years before she loses a year.
You lose a year April 15th.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, Donna, just tell her to do it, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Update me next Monday. If she hasn't done it by Tuesday night, Donna, call Your Money Matters. Give me her number. I'm going to call her out of the blue live on the air, and we're going
to
get it done.
I want to mention this to people, too. Yeah. If the IRS owes you money, you don't even need an extension because there's no penalties.
There's no penalties.
Because penalties are based on how much you owe them.
But let's not get...
I'm not telling people that, but I'm saying don't panic.
Don't panic, exactly. Yeah. All right, let us go to Susie. Susie, you're on WGN. What's your question?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi. Okay, my question is, I'm a retired teacher. And for a couple years, and I got picked up a job, part-time job, that I pay into IMRF, Municipal Pension Fund.
Okay.
So my husband does not have a retirement plan at work, so we maximized his. We're doing like the makeup, whatever, IRA.
Great.
So we did $8,000 in there. Great, right? However, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I pay into IMRF, we are getting a limited deduction or for the $8,000 we put into his IRA.
Hmm.
Because I'm covered by a retirement, even though I'm part-time, a retirement plan.
This is beyond my expertise, Stephen. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not really something, because I don't know enough information. Right. This gets, but it sounds like he doesn't pay in. So if it's under his name that you're putting it in, then it really shouldn't matter what you're paying into.
I don't know. I you know, honestly, that's a very financial level question that I don't want to lead you astray in. It's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Susie, can you hang on the line? I'm going to have Iridian give you a couple different numbers of some people that might be able to help you out, okay?
Okay, yeah, because for me, it's if we're paying, I think we're paying $2,000 more because we make more than we can take the deduction. With that, I'm not gonna keep this job.
Yeah. No, I hear
it's
you.
It's limiting, and we have a few years, probably like 6 years to catch up with the IRA, so it's not worth it.
Why work if you're not getting the benefit of it? That's makes perfect sense.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I can put my hours down where I don't pay into IMRF. So.
Hang on the line there, Susie. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Iridian will chat with you during this commercial break. Iridian, I'll come by and give you a couple of names that you can reach out to. Okay. Charlie has an interesting one. Charlie, what's your question?
Okay. If I owe the IRS money, they're going to let me know, correct?
Generally.
Are you talking about if you file or don't file, or are you saying that if you file?
Well, okay. The problem, I've been receiving phone calls from some tax resolution service, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they want me to call back because they can help me out, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, as far as I know, I don't have any issues.
Okay.
So generally what happens is with these outfits is a lien is filed against you. That's public information. They use that. These are not lawyers because lawyers can't do this. Lawyers cannot call you on the phone unsolicited. But these resolution companies can. And so basically, it sounds like to me, maybe there was a lien filed against you. Or it's
robocalling. Who knows,
Steven?
Well,
they wouldn't do it that doesn't make any sense to call people randomly. Or it's a scammer.
Yeah. The point is, though, if the IRS is trying to reach you, they're going to send you something in the letter, Charlie.
Exactly. But again, if you're getting letters from, that's usually the first indication that someone's filed a lien against you.
Okay. So you can always check on your, do you own your property, Charlie?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I think you're.
They still have to file it with the recorder of deeds if there's a lien against you. Okay. So you'll probably get some mail. If you don't get mail, then it is a scam. Maybe it's a scam.
Yeah.
I get these all the time. Like I've been getting these emails really lately. Someone's from a guy tells me that it's a trade. They're going to use my name, my company's name, and I should pay him to stop it. But it's like, who's going to use the law office of Stephen A. Leahy, PC?
We got to go, but
trademark.
I don't want Leslie's on the line. She wants to know, do you have to add your refund into your income for next year's return?
Your state refund.
State
you do.
Refund, yes.
You do, but not your IRS refund.
Not your IRS refund. That is not income to you. Yeah. And that's how the feds see it. All right, got a lot of great questions and calls today, Stephen. How can people reach you if they have more?
Again, I want you to, if you're a business owner, you should be on my daily email, right? And you should, because I give a lot of great advice. I wouldn't call it advice. Information.
Information.
I give people information. So go to fightbacknow.com and keep up with what we're doing because we're building systems that will help business owners. Or give me a call at 312-664-6649.
See you soon, my friend.
Thank you, John.
News next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.